Is there then such thing as a lucky number?
Yeah, lucky numbers, like example, you know, people always want to know, what's my lucky lotto numbers? The number five, and when I say that, I mean the life path, someone whose whole birthday adds up to a five, they tend to win the big money. Like, I've done research. There's a place called the Bluebird Liquor Store, at least there was, off of Hawthorne, in Hawthorne, and four people had won over $1 million, and all four of those people were five life paths. So I noticed a pattern, and five is considered the gambling number. Even Las Vegas itself breaks down to the number five, which I think is interesting.
Well, no, what do you mean? Breaks down to the
number
five?
Well, Las Vegas, like each letter has a number.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And when I break it down, it becomes a five. And that is certainly the gambling town. But it is the number five that can win big money. It is one of the few energies that I would say, go ahead and buy that $1 ticket.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never of everything you've done aside from your marriage, which is a great story all by itself. What's the most fascinating thing that's happened to you, maybe to a client, with numbers?
Well, okay, here's an example. I definitely believe in altering energy where you live. Okay, one sister wrote about her sister that was in a college, like she was living in a dorm. And she was so lonely. It was like no one was interested in meeting her, and the sister wanted to know, how do we fix it? So I had them put the number three up on the door, like in coming into the room, because three represents company, laughter, communication. Within like 2 weeks, suddenly her room was the place everyone wanted to hang. I mean, she had to beg them to leave. It was that crowded and that busy. That number changed the energy of where she lived.
Just overnight?
Oh, yeah, within weeks. I mean, I got the letter. It was really, it's just so wonderful to hear those stories anyway, but people love to share them with me.
Businesses should do that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And here's the other one. The number eight, because it's the business-minded number, I once went to a really bad neighborhood, like just a lousy part of Los Angeles, and I walked in. There was this one restaurant that was a zoo. I mean, it was packed. Like standing room only, and I couldn't get over it because of the location. When I looked at the cash register, there was a huge eight on the wall. It was right above the cash register. And I just cracked up because that number encourages financial wealth.
Now, that person who put the eight there, you think they knew what was going
on? How about this? He was a Chinese man, and you bet he knew.
He must
have. The Chinese know all about the number eight and the fact that it represents money. Yes.
That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for him.
Oh, yeah, it did. I mean, clearly, he was having financial success. And even, George, I've shared that number eight with people on radio. I will get letters of a guy who said he never had money in his wallet. It's like by the time he got his check, within a couple days it was gone. He put the number eight, of all things. He just drew it and put it in the wallet, and now he's got money. He says he always has money in his wallet. So I think it's interesting to just consider it's a seed that you're planting, isn't it?
That's a bizarre story.
Yeah, and yet it's absolutely true.
So, what if we do our own little test?
Okay.
Everybody listening to the program, put in their purse or in their wallet a number eight, and let's see how many people hit a home run with it financially.
Yeah, see which ones have financial success. I would also suggest to them that wherever they pay their bills, whatever room that is, they would put an eight above where they pay the bill. And another suggestion, the number two represents love. So let's say you're single, but you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Put the number two on the door going into your bedroom because it's encouraging.
Or on the person's forehead that you want to date.
Wouldn't that be something? But it really will encourage love to come into there.
How soon before these things occur and change?
Everyone has their own story. I can't put a number on that, no pun intended. Everyone comes up with their own. But I know for me personally, okay, here's a good example for you. I told you, or I don't know if I did, I live in a house of seven. And seven is the house of spirituality. That's why I like the number seven. But it's also the house of the loner. And to be married, especially newlywed, you don't want to be a loner when you're married. It's not good. So I took the energy four to turn this into the house of two. Seven plus four is 11. One plus one is two. That encourages love, peace, harmony, but also a partnership, and we're doing fabulously well.
You just made a little adjustment.
That's right, but I'll tell you what, the first month when I kept it as just the seven, it was feeling strange. It didn't, I just felt I had moved to come up here to relocate, but I felt very alone in what I was doing. And I thought, this is so strange because this man is truly my best friend, but I'm feeling like I'm doing it by myself. And when I did that altar on the door, it made all the difference in the world.
How big a number, for example, if people want to put it in their wallet, this number 8?
Well,
how big do they have to make this number? The bigger the number, the more you're going
to
make?
No. It doesn't have to be big. I mean, I always suggest people hit Home Depot. You can buy one of those gold numbers, you know, that people use for the
address. Would work? You just put it in your wallet or purse?
Yes. You get that number 8 and put it in there.
Do you know how many 8s are going to be sold in the next week or so? These stores are going to go, what's going on here?
Well, I actually do a whole chapter on various people who cover that. They're literally talking about the power of the number 8 and the whole belief behind it.
Now you've brought up something very fascinating here. Mm-hmm. Do you have to believe? Do you have to have the faith? Do you put the 8 in your wallet and go, it'll never work? Or do you have to say, it'll work?
Well, I am definitely one to say your mind needs to be in alignment, but I think most people who do put the 8 in the wallet already want it to work. I would say you better be coming from that point of view than someone who's just cynical. Why waste your time? I mean, the mind is so powerful, George. Whatever you believe is what you get. So if you believe that 8 is about attracting money, you're going to make some money. Do you know, I even had someone who said they had their own company. They put the 8 up because they heard me on radio.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in the office. They got 3 bids for a job within a week.
And I guess normally they didn't get that many.
They got nothing. There was no work happening. That's exactly what I mean. But it was a husband and wife team. They heard it. They got excited. They went for it. And something came of it for them.
All right. We're going to do a test and see what happens. And let's do it like over a week period.
And also encourage the number 2 for love.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
A lot of people listening who would welcome that as well.
All right, and how many people? Now, what do you do with the 2?
You just put it on the bedroom door.
You got to be careful where you put that 2.
You put it on the bedroom door, and it faces into the room, just the number 2, and it encourages the idea of
put
a relationship.
Put it on the bedroom door, so that's the inside.
Uh-huh, and Okay. Here's the other one. Even if you're in a relationship right now and maybe you're not doing so good, that number 2 is going to encourage more harmony in your relationship. And some people might get back to you regarding just that.
What if you want to make a change? What number do you stick up on the door?
Number 1. If you mean like the idea of maybe you're separated or getting divorced and you need to be independent?
Yeah.
The number 1 will encourage you to be all by yourself but also strive and succeed while you do that.